This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. An economic risk calculator is available at riskcalculator.org that allows you to assess your chances of experiencing poverty in the next 5, 10, or 15 years. For example, an American who is in his or her later 30s while not married, with an education beyond high school in this formula, has a 15-year risk of poverty at 32%, meaning almost one-third will experience at least 1 year below poverty in the not-so-distant future. Doctors Without Borders, in an extensive survey, found that the cholera deaths in Haiti were 3 times official estimates and closer to 30,000 people dying. Citigroup survey found that 20 countries of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development have promised retirees a total of $78 trillion, much of it unfunded, a figure that is close to 2 times the national debt of those 20 countries. Alberto Gonzalez, the former Bush Attorney General, and Kenneth W. Starr, a former appeals court judge who investigated President Clinton, have both called on the Senate to act on the nomination for the Supreme Court. J.P. Morgan Chase finally has joined the list of major U.S. banks that have announced that they will no longer finance coal-burning plant construction. In Mississippi, elected officials are able to cash out their campaign accounts when they retire and keep the money as long as they pay the taxes. An income of $400,000 puts someone into 1%. Most of the flexibility at the top on income is from $350,000 to $450,000 before they stabilize one way or another. An analysis of the value of free media coverage from major candidates finds that Donald Trump has received $1.9 billion worth of news coverage, Ted Cruz a little more than $300 million, and Hillary Clinton less than $750 million. Connecticut has become the only state to manage its own health care program rather than subcontracting to private companies, saving tens of millions of dollars by doing so. Age discrimination cases are difficult because of 2 Supreme Court decisions. For public employees, a 2000 ruling denied money damages in cases against state agencies, including public universities, and in 2009, a ruling made it harder, saying that age had to be the motivating factor for the dismissal. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.